Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. I don't know how many parents picked that blessing that you threw like that. I could imagine some parents were ducking like this. Tegunkwato mkisagwa banakato nebavirye nyangoma nyakato. Yes. But you're very welcome today to this worship session. Let us appreciate our worship team. Yes. Judith, it's good to see you. It's been a while. Yes, you're very welcome. Who else have I taken some time without seeing? Yes, Ebintu via baptism. Sam has talked about the fact that we do water baptism here. Last week, we learned what is immersion according to the Greek. People who are listening, it is baptizo. Yeah, remember that coward? Guys, really, I think I'm just going to preach to Grace Joy, amen? Because she is the one who seems to be, you know, remembering some and doing things. But anyway, here we do baptizo, which is baptizing you by immersion, okay? So please do register and encourage the children of a certain age, the teenagers here. If you have not yet been baptized by immersion, please, eh? Parents, do this. Also, you teenagers, you can walk to Uncle Mark and talk to him. Glory be to Jesus. Amen. Glory be to Jesus. Am I going to preach alone today? No. I have just two verses. Nazinonyeza ngasiziraba. Hallelujah. Eleti Christ for the nations. Hallelujah. We all remember we are in that season where we are told to go. It's time for us to what? To go. The plane was refueled. There was a delay. The plane was refueled. And we are what? We are taking. We've taken off, actually. One of us had that dream. How many of us read the word for the week? The other week, about the two dreams that Pastor talked about in the word for the week, please put up your hand. At least that one you should have done. You know that there was a dream. Put up your hands. What is going on? You guys, on that whole line, you do not know anything about a dream which was shared, where we are no longer in a place of delay, and now the plane is taking off. Do you know? Then why didn't you put up your hands? This is interesting. But anyway, I'm going to piggyback on that dream in this sermon. Yeah? And the reason why I'm going to talk about that dream is because of what I feel is the message for us as LAT, God is reminding us, or God is telling us that is our goal. So in this dream, one of us, Esther Mayani, had a dream where she was in a plane and there were people who were wearing. You're going to go back and read that dream in detail, but this is the short of it. So we are in a plane. She was in a plane with her child, Bethel, and she realized that the child was wearing green. She was also wearing green. And the plane was actually going to start what? Taking off. And then she asked one of the children if the child is a member of LAT. There was that part actually, she told me. And the child said yes. Then while she was in that dream, she remembered a previous dream which was shared here, which was heard by Olive, where the plane were in a plane again. She was at, Olive was at an airport, and she was wondering, why is there a delay? She was about to take the plane, and she was in a lounge and wondering, why is there a delay? Yes, okay, this is what happens when you guys do not read, so, or don't remember, but for me, I remember that dream, and I'll narrate it the way I understood it. So anyway, she's at the airport, we are at the airport, and she's wondering why is there a delay. She could actually see the plane. And then she realized, or she was told that they are still refueling the plane. So that actually answered the question she had, why is there a delay? Then now, After a while, Esther Mayani has the dream in the same setting, similar setting, again at an airport, in a plane, okay? And actually now, there is green. She, in the dream, in her own dream, Esther's dream, she remembers Olive's dream, all right? And I don't know why people keep looking this side. Look at me, yeah? So, yes, don't look that side. Look at me. Today I'm the one who is preaching. Praise the Lord. So that we can, I can be sure that you're looking at me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, in this dream, we actually, Esther, the short and the long of the dream, or the interpretation is, basing on the other dream, now God is telling us the delay is what? Is over, and it was a godly delay, it was a good delay, and now it's time for us to what? To actually take off, to go. Remember, in the dream, green is? Go. In the dream and in real life, every time you see green, you know that there is something there concerning traffic lights, children. Amen? So now that I've finished talking about that dream while I'm standing there, now you can actually now turn to this side. Glory to God. Amen, children. Amen, children. Amen, children. Amen. So today I'm going to talk about the Great Commission. Hallelujah. I'm going to talk about the Great Commission, an assignment that each one of us was given. An assignment from Jesus that each one of us was what? Given. Hallelujah. Matthew 25, 16 to 20. 28, 16 to 20. It says, then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Hallelujah. Say amen. You're supposed to say that last part. Hallelujah. So we see in scripture, Jesus is giving the 11 disciples at this time an assignment to do. But let us go back to the first 19. He says, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Jesus tells the disciples, I've been given all authority. He's talking about himself. But now the assignment starts from this verse where he's telling them, go therefore. L.A.T., Christ for the nations. God is telling us, go therefore. Hallelujah. So if this was a dream, this is the part at which Jesus would see green. Hallelujah. This is the part where now he's telling them, go. And to me, where we are at in this phase, and before, Pastor has told us many times here that we entered a phase where now it is Christ for the nation. And we have prophetic and supporting dreams in that area. That now we have entered that phase of Christ for the what? The nations. And therefore, for me, when I think about Esther's dream, it is obvious that the go is, therefore, go make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And he tells us, teach them to observe all things. Hallelujah. This is the message that we are supposed to be taking. This is the assignment of L.A.T. When we say Christ for the nations, this, in short, is our assignment. The Great Commission. Hallelujah. Or you should call it the L.A.T. Commission. That is our goal. That is our green light. Hallelujah. It's also important to know that among the people that Jesus was talking to, there were some who were committed, but there were some who doubted. Can you imagine? Jesus is about to go. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. Yeah? But there are people who were doubting him, but also there are those who worshipped him. It's interesting. Yeah? Anyway, I'll go back to that. But may we be worshippers. May we be those that believe God. May we be those that believe Jesus, not those that doubted. So what does the word go mean? I'm just going to talk about just a little bit because it's power-packed, but I'm going to talk about like three things in there. So what does it mean to go? When you know there are things, it's interesting when you talk to a child, go. Yeah, they could come. They could come to you. But here, Jesus is telling the disciples, go, meaning change where we are. Go, as in I'm giving you an instruction to go, start to move, start to act, start to work. Do something. When someone tells you, when you are at the red light and it is stop, and then you see it going to orange, yeah? Or some people call it amber, I don't know. So, and then now it goes to green. What does it mean? Leave that location where you are and proceed. Glory to God. This is a very, very simple thing, but I don't know why, I know Christians don't do it anyway. So, when Jesus told his disciples, go, it simply meant, yes, as in, it simply meant change location. Physically, yes, some had to actually really go, but also it meant that there is something I want you to do. You know, it's difficult for you to tell someone, go, and they don't even give them anything to do. Like if I got up and told Bruce, go, he'll be like, where? To do what? For what? But the thing with it is that he will immediately know that I'm telling him, change the location. Or choose a worry. Choose a mumbera. Something has to change. When someone tells you go, that means that something has to change. Glory to God. So for us, LAT, something has got to change. When we entered Christ for the Nations, something has got to change. Something is going to, I was going to say something is going to go. But something has got to change. Hallelujah. So, and now the question is, where? Because he tells the disciples, therefore go and make disciples of all nations. Where did he send them to? To all nations. We all know that in the Bible, there was only Mwalimu Ebiana Nechi. The nation of Israel many times was referred to, and it's the only nation I know that was always called a nation. Abalala, we are what? Nations. But for Israel, it was the nation. Glory to God. So now he is telling the disciples, go to all nations. And many times when we read in the Bible and there is all nations, it usually has a connotation of nations that do not believe in the God of Israel. It has a connotation of nations that are heathen. It has a connotation of nations or people that are not born again, people who have never heard the gospel. Glory to God. So now the disciples are being told, go, not just go without any, but he gives them direction to what? To all nations. Hallelujah. To all nations that do not know of the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. So, what now is the assignment that he gives them to do? He tells them, muvewano, change something. Number two, he tells them, go to the nations. But now, what is the assignment like? Hallelujah. He says, reach out, go to nations, make disciples, baptize them in the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit, teach them to observe all things. That is the assignment, and that is the assignment, LAT. I said that in the beginning, okay? And it's a great, great assignment, and we thank God for it. And so Jesus is telling them in the assignment to reach out to other people who do not know, who have never heard of the gospel, or who are not born again, or the heathen. But when I reached this part, when I was preparing for this sermon, I remembered how we used to go and preach. Basically, we were telling them to preach the good news, okay? So I remember those days at university campus, we used to have missions at the end of the semester. And I know Pastor has done them. I don't know who else has done missions. Christine, did you do missions at campus, university? Okay, you guys missed a fun time. So at the end of this semester, we used to organize and get a bus. Meanwhile, during the semester, we would raise funds to hire a bus at the end of the semester. So we had like 4 months where people would keep, you know, bringing money so that we can hire a bus for missions. So there is this particular mission that I went for. It was beautiful. It was those days, those ends in the hills of Kabale. Hallelujah. And at that time, I had the advantage. It was called Home Advantage. Glory to God. Because there were people who were coming from the north who never knew anything to do with any Western language. And I think the Western language, you know how like some languages sound strange? So just like the way many languages sound strange to me, because they are totally opposite, maybe they are not Bantu. So there are those, I remember my fellow mission mates, yeah? Yeah, you guys, eh? Anyway, we went, we were hosted by this church in Kabale, and I remember the ladies were put in a church in an auditorium like this, and we would wake up in the morning, go out in the field, 2 by 2, glory to God. So they would put you, who knows, some Ruchiga or Inyankole. They put you with someone who is bleak, who doesn't know anything. So when you would go out in the field, the instruction was, the other one preaches for you, you what? You interpret. Otherwise, your friend will not have what to say. You understand how it was working? And then, so we had partners. So let me also tell you about the sleeping arrangement in that auditorium. You guys, being at university was interesting. They gave us beds. This church was gracious enough to hire, no, not beds, mattresses. This church was gracious enough to get mattresses from like a neighboring school, and they laid them like that down. So we would spend the whole day in the field, walk kilometers. But there was no border, there was nothing. Walk kilometers, go door to door, ta 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 ta, and you knock, you preach, you leave, you come back, and what? You? What is the word? What? You measure. That's what it's called, lying on the floor. You first what? Measure there. You lie. You as in you go to bed, but it was, yeah. So, and then I also remember they put curtains. They improvised and put, no, they were not curtains, they were bed sheets, because now that was our what? Our sleeping area. So they organized and put bed sheets in the windows. Then the guys, I don't know for what reason, I don't know what they did, but the guys slept in the dormitories. To date, by the way, I've never understood why. The boys, the guys we were with, for them they had beds. But for us, they said, Kayola, they are way down. I was like, eh. But also maybe because the dormitories where the boys were staying were a bit far. They were in a school, so they were a bit far off. And then most of the activities were around in the field and then church. So I think to avoid the sojourners, yeah, the missionaries, to avoid the ladies from moving, you know, back and forth, they were like, kakati, where you're going to actually sleep? Here. Imagine, can you imagine that? Mattresses like that. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. So, I remember that experience. It was a great experience. We saw all manner of people. We met up, sometimes we'd pass through plantations. And now they divided. They mapped out the place. They would give us like, now you, Mugenda Kwata, 3 kilometers from here to like, say, from here to about Kamocha. And you're supposed to cover that door to door. You know how those households are? Spread far and wide. You pass through then, man. But in a hot sun like this. But then you actually go. Then they told us, you have to dress what? You have to watch how you dress. So there were skirts, long skirts with sneakers and long t-shirts. And then we'd go. There was nothing like even over an umbrella. Eh? Thank God Kabale at that time, it has changed a little bit. It wasn't as hot. But then we also realized that guys in Kabale, man, those people wake up late. Like, you would wake up ready to attack. These guys at 8, people, it's too cold. It's just too cold. Guys are still sleeping. And then you'd do praise and worship, wait for them to wake up like they are 9. You're like, now the town is beginning to seem to look alive. And then we would head out at 10. But it wasn't as hot as this, though, if I remember very well. It wasn't as hot. Some days were hot, others were not. And then we'd come back at night and we'd have what we call a prayer chain. Pastor, you know that one. Where after you spend the whole day, you guys, walking. Yeah? And then, we're also fasting. During that time, we'd eat one meal. In the evening at 6, that was the unfasting time. And then at night, there was what they call prayer chain, where everyone was allocated an hour during the night where you'd wake up and pray. So if Sam has slept the man in his hour, simanyi wachikwati after that, because he's supposed after your hour, you go and you wake up the person. Glory to God. But now imagine the person who is praying like from like 2 to 3. Those are the very nice hours of sleep, 2 to 3. Yebase. You know, the prayer chain was very, very, it was tricky. Because you're tired, you're what? And then the person, then you're in that hour. Like, now imagine the people would have to wake up like 4 to 5. That was, we used to call it like the graveyard shift in the prayer chain, where you're not sure that people are going to actually wake up and pray. And if they wake up, you're not sure that they're actually even what? Praying. But then, because it would be cold, and you'd wake up and go outside the church, in the compound. You know how cold Kabale is. We'll be praying like this. But you dare sleep. The next day, I'll tell you, on the mission ground, on the mission field, Sitania Jabakuba. So you have to, that is your time to fuel. So now if you have slept, and now you're with someone who prayed, the next day in the field, things would be tight. Glory to God. It was a great time. Amen? So while Jesus told the disciples to go and make disciples of all nations, the Bible says in the book of Acts that he said actually sent them out 2 by 2, right? I don't know if their sessions were like that, but I could imagine they walked long distances. If you had a donkey, man, you were such a preacher of the gospel. But there were most of them, the Bible said, you know, even Jesus walked. So imagine Jesus doing his 6 kilometers, then he comes, then he prays. Meanwhile, in the 6 kilometers, he's healing people. He's healing people. He's teaching them. He is, you know, doing baptized, like doing all sorts of things. So now for you, your assignment, LAT, is similar to that. Glory to God. But I thank God that where we are right now, you do not have to get a donkey. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, your phone can be your donkey. Hallelujah. Your phone can be your donkey. By your phone, you can reach, you can do 10 kilometers of preaching and reaching out to people. Glory to God. Glory to God. Your YouTube channel, your social media, they call them socials. Elijah, yes, that phone that you have, let it be what? Your donkey. That will make you do 10 kilometers of missionary work, of your assignment. Glory to God. So, I thank God that things are different. In those days, it was one of the things that we experienced on the mission field was people were actually willing to receive visitors and strangers into their homes. Right now, if you did that the way we did it, people look at you like, what have you come for? Who has sent you? Are you in this? Are you? Which party do you support? Have you come for us? Especially now, yeah? So, guys, and the gates are too high. People are living in their own bikomeda. But guess what? You have a better way of getting through to people. Use your social media. Use your internet the right way to do the assignment. Glory to God. You do not need to have everyone, like this number of people, preaching. Do you know that? Let me tell you, do you know children here? Let me say, Kisa. Kisa could actually have They call them followers. Kisa, now talking about social media, Kisa's could have more followers than our members here in church. Just by her being on Facebook, where I'm not. Alan, you have like 1,000 people you can reach out to, or even more. He even has the president, yes. He even has Muhozi. This guy has the first family following. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He doesn't need to saddle a donkey to reach where they are. Right now, you post it and you see. And let me tell you something. One thing I've learned about our social media is you do not think that people pay attention until you post something that is not okay, that is deemed not okay. They can even come for you. And this is how people end up in I don't know, social media wars. Someone was there posting their boring things, boring. Nobody, it seems like people are not even watching. It seems like people are not even reading those scriptures, those verses that we post. Like you post every day, even on some days, there are even no views, zero views. Let me tell you, people are actually watching. People are watching that day. You post something highly controversial. Oh, what about TikTok? I know. But if you are watching, never watch, and you're like, really? About the war? I have seen those things happening. Hallelujah. Currently, there is something that is going on TikTok. One of the tycoons in Kampala, they are talking about him, about the things, about things that he did. So I'm there minding my own business. And then this has caught fire. Even actually found it on YouTube. And I'm like, oh, mugaga yako zechi. Then they traced it back to a guy who I have never heard of, never seen, never what. But the day that the guy, I don't even know what he does. But the day he got up and he posted something controversial about this mugaga, let me tell you, he set it ablaze. It's everywhere. But now, people, and then there are many comments. Who is this person? Who is this person? But people watch those things. Watch the things that you put on Twitter. Just because you're having a bad day, you think that God is not faithful. Yeah? No. If you have been consistently been posting about the faith, let it stay like that. Don't get up one day and you post nonsense. People will come for you. They will say, hey, I thought you were a pastor. I thought you were what? You were a pastor. Kalebuli Joe, you're the one who encourages me. And now those things catch us, pastors, on a bad day. You know? You're there minding your business. Of course, we are poor like you. You're like, nah, yeah, this, you want post. But then you remember the day I post, people are naturally evil. They will come for me. They're like, ah, God, I'm not going to do that. So, post the morning devotions. If you have them, post. Tell people to get born again. Use your internet for a good reason. Glory to God. Christ for the nations. As we wait to do other things, Banangi, you use your social media. Those statuses, people read them. The other day I posted some, just had a status. Hey, now WhatsApp shows you how many people have viewed. When I came back, I was like, first of all, I'm so shocked at like how many people are in my phone book. I'm like, you mean I have all these people? And guess what? All of them had actually viewed that day. In like 2 hours, 73 views. And in the 73 views, there are people who are kind enough to like. I'm like, been able to actually be kolachi? Be kola. Glory to God. Yes. So for me, you'll never find nonsense on my what? On my status. You'll find a joke or two. But you won't find nonsense on my status. Glory to God. And if you come to my status expecting funny things, please walk. We are not here to entertain. Just walk. Glory to God. So Jesus tells them to go and make disciples of all nations. Hallelujah. Yeah. And what does this also mean? It also means reaching out to people the way they are. Hallelujah. Reach out to people the way they are. Like I told you, in my experiences at university in the mission field, when we were taking Christ to those mission places, to those areas, It was dressed in a way that you'll be accepted to walk into someone's home. You have to meet people where they understand. So these things, you know, this is not the first time, by the way. I have always dressed like this. Glory to God. This is how we were supposed to dress. From here like this. You're not supposed to show anything, one, no. From here, you're not supposed to show anything. Hallelujah. Why? Because we are going to a field where there are Muslims, Christians, there are witch doctors. Meanwhile, it's okay for you to find a kid or someone dressed about half naked, but they are minding their business. You know those things. So they are there dressed, the thing is torn, but the lady is going to watch, to dig. She's wearing her gomes. It is torn. Oh, her. There were no gomeses, but there were things that they would wear. But now, for you're not supposed to wear that. So you're supposed, when we are reaching out to people, we have to reach out to people the way they are and speak a language they understand. Glory to God. One of the things I learned about public communication some time back was, it is important that when you're communicating something, it's the goal is for you not to sound sharp because you lose your audience, not to shout, to sound knowledgeable because you're going to lose your audience. The goal is for you to connect to your people, the people that you're addressing, speak things that they understand, because at the end of the day, what is it going to profit you to sound so biblical, like you are so deep, you are what, yeah? And people just don't understand even to be a yogeda. So for us, when we are taking the gospel of Christ Jesus, be simple. Glory to God. Aim to be as simple as possible. This is not the time when you're reaching out to people. It's not the time to talk about the Greek, baptizo. Yeah? Don't be there. Baptizo, but what? Don't. Just don't. Yeah? It's not a time to pull out biblical theology. Just go and say Jesus loves you. Be as simple as possible. Glory to God. So that you people understand you. Hallelujah. If you ever spend 2 hours like the one I'm doing now, talking to people and you don't understand, chiruma, and people don't understand me, then I just wasted everyone's time. So when we are taking Christ to the nations, we've got to speak a language people understand without compromising the message. Hallelujah. That means that packaging changes. It still remains the same, but the packaging changes. Yesterday we were watching Dove Awards at home. So of course now my husband is there, ta-ta, with the kids, we're in the sitting room. I looked through the crowd. I think I could identify like only 3 musicians. The first one was Cissy Winans, then Brandon Lake, zero, oba best, oba what, when they were announcing the categories. I was not understanding. I didn't know these people. Oh, and another one I identified was Toby Mac. I'm like, uh-huh. Now, guess what? As I was looking at these people, like, I just told the kids, I couldn't, because I just wasn't relating, you know. So I tell the kids, when Cissy Winans is presenting, you go and you what? Call me. So I do what? I go. But before I left, there was a song that played, Oba Hallelujah, but it was a Toby Mac song. The song was so fast, the beats were loud, but guess what? There's a song that the kids were singing too. We are in the same space. They are hearing the words. I cannot make out any. Then they are there, and I'm like, I'm trying. Yeah, I'm trying hard. And then they are there. What? Kwanzi singing. I don't know. So why are you singing? You are just keeping quiet. Wait, also waiting for Cissy Winans. So, anyway, then there was this group of guys who came and presented about the song. And it wasn't the song of the year. There was another song where water poured on the podium. These guys, I looked at the way they were dressed. One guy had 2 crosses of tattoos, one here, another one here like this. And that he was a prisoner. But then most of them, when I looked through the choir, they all had what? Tattoos. And this guy was there. Remember, you could see he was fervent for God. He was singing, rapping, what? And I was like, wait a minute. Eleti, Christ for what? Christ for the nations. Hallelujah. Yes. So I realized, I don't think I can preach to that guy or to that crowd, because he will see me and I'm such... Yay! So I'm like... Yeah, but it really made me think, because remember, I was just thinking about, you know, how to take, like, to package the gospel. Not to change it, but how do you reach out to people like that? What language do you speak? Glory to God. So the truth is that we must be smart, okay? Smart in the way we present the gospel. One, never compromise the gospel for anything. But two, we have to accept that the people that reach out to, tebamanyi biroto. You know, it's good. It's easy for you to be in a space where, like, you talk about dreams, what, and people, you know, you understand a biroto. But out there are people who don't believe, who don't even know these things. The nations do not know these things. If they do know them, they are corrupted. They know them from the demonic side. They do not know that actually God can work with them. Hallelujah. So, it's important for us to actually be smart in the way we present the gospel. Not smartness of physical smartness, but be intellectual. Tobuza abantu. But just be smart in the way you present the gospel. Learn to speak a language of your hearers. Glory to God. Glory to God. So when it comes to the youth speak a different language and they understand differently, but they still understand the message. Glory to God. Old people do the same. And let me tell you, at a place where what is cool, I was telling someone the other day that, but why is it that the cool things are the bad things and the good things are not cool? How did that even happen? How is it twisted? How is it cool for you to speak? Geraldine, what's the word for speaking bad words? Ballistic words, those bad words, swear words. It is cool. Yes, profane words are cool. But now for you, when you go and you actually speak proper English, you're not cool. You're not. You're boring. But the way that day you post expletives and profanities, that comment is going to get 200 likes and even replies after replies. But the day you just say, but this is not okay. Nobody's going to what? Nobody's going to read that. So it's important for us that when we are packaging the gospel, let us know, or when we are, let us, wherever God has sent us, even in your office, understand the people that you are dealing with. Speak the language that they understand. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's important for us to do that. And Paul said in 1 Corinthians 9:19-23, he said, "For though I am free from all men, I have made myself a servant to all, that I may win more. And to the Jews I became a Jew, that I may win Jews, that I may win Jews, to those who are under the law, as under the law, that I may win those who are under the law. To those who are without the law, as without the law, not being without the law towards God, but under the law towards Christ, that I may win those who are without law. To the weak I became as weak, that I may win the weak. I have become all things to all men, that I may by all means save some. Now this I do for the gospel's sake, that I may be a partaker of it with you." You realize Paul is simply saying what I've just told you. To each group that he was ministering to, it was important for him to speak a language. They did what? They understood. But what was the reason? It was for the gospel's sake. Glory to God. So I remember last week, Pastor talked about this DJ who decided to put about a night at a discotheque and saying that, you know what, youth should come, but zinire mukama in the discotheque. That is not what it is. Glory to God. That is not what it is. You don't do that. Hallelujah. You don't do that. There are many ways to do things. And as you try to speak the language that people will understand, ask God, be very careful and discerning that you don't end up looking like them, which is what happened to the youths who were taken for that gospel night in the discotheque. they ended up being like, yes, the guys who dance in the night, not night dancers, but you understand what I'm saying. There was more world, they got on more world than actually, so it didn't make a difference. So it's important for us to always speak a language that people understand. Hallelujah. Yes, when you're speaking to old people, please, and this is, why should I even just say it, eh? Anyway, when you're speaking a language of the old people, don't come go buka buka. If you find people like Duke, yeah, Edward Balu, don't be there jumping on him. People like Christine Tomobukira. No, these are people who are what? They are whatever in our society. They are dignified. So you have to take, yes, you have to take the, by now my inja chepes only, eh? Benange, don't be there saying, Katina, what the girl will say to Nguida? Please. Eh? Yes. Like they say, what the new word I learned was sagariko. I think I've heard her using it. About what? As in, when you're going, when if you know that that is your audience, or your audience is Church of Uganda type, to down, now let us speak in tongues. What? No, please. Just tell them Jesus, what? Loves you. Just tell them come to church every day. Keep what? Keep time. Follow the church programs. Being like just, you know the audience that you are what? Speaking to. And likewise, if you're speaking to youth, if you're speaking to children, again, it is the same thing. Hallelujah. I'm still working on speaking to my children because sometimes I don't know if they're the mission field. I don't know if I am Simanyi. I don't know. I don't know if I am like Jesus in the temple, whipping people, what? Or I'm Jesus who is, I'm like Jesus who is loving and kind and what. I don't know. I don't know if I am the one who's saying you brood of vibe. I don't know. But mubulingeri, you have to preach the what? The gospel. Glory to God. Yes, when it comes to my children, I don't know. But I really know what to do. Hallelujah. And we shall get there. Amen. Yeah. Then when we are reaching out to people, Christ to the nations, the message which we are given is very, very clear. You don't have to think it. You don't have to conjure it. The instruction, the assignment is clear. Teach the gospel. Baptize people. Teach them to observe all things. Now, don't come up with your own message. Glory to God, which is what is putting many people in what? In trouble. They get the gospel, twist it, and then they end up. Actually, I was reading the other day and someone was saying, they were explaining a verse that says, if you hear another gospel that is not the one which we taught. And this person said that, no, it was a book. It said that any gospel that is not what Jesus taught, it ceases to be a gospel. It is something else. Glory to God. You're on your own things. Maybe you're doing motivational talks. Maybe you're encouraging people. Maybe you're just lying to people. But anything that is not what Jesus taught, never qualified to be the gospel. That is something else. Hallelujah. Yes, so that means that even the things that we listen to you guys, make sure that you're listening to the gospel. Otherwise, if you're listening to something else that has been adulterated, that has been twisted, that has been, people have added their own things, know that you're not listening to the gospel. Just know it's noise, and it's evil noise. Amen? Yeah. So as we take our Christ to the nations, again, I want to encourage us that let us do not be discouraged when you do not have people getting converted immediately. Not every time you preach the gospel, you'll end up with an altar call. Let us just be clear about that. Not every time you preach a message, you have a converted heart. Even just this message I'm talking about now, I'm preaching now. I know there are doubters in here. That's what the Bible said, yeah? There were those who doubted. There were those who worshipped the Lord. So even right now, as I speak now, there are people who are like, we're waiting for midday 30, yeah? However, so when we reach out to people, it is not so much, are you going to get someone by the neck and say, confess, confess, confess? No. when we preach, the point is preach. There's nothing like saying soul conversion. Please put back Matthew 28. It doesn't say that they are going to get converted that day. Your assignment, our assignment is just take the gospel. Just preach it. Glory to God. Just preach it and let the Spirit of God do his what? Do his work. You just tell someone that Jesus loves you. Tell them that you're going to hell. Jesus is the only way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. You just say your things and leave. Glory to God. And so, if we are just going to say our things and we leave, that means that there is no reason why a week can end without you reaching out to someone. Just a mugambo mugambi, Jesus loves you. Really, guys. Yeah? Just tell someone, you know what, Jesus actually loves you. And so also we have to know that there is like what they call pre-evangelism work, yeah? Where you realize that for some people, you will not be able to just go in there and you start jazzing your things about Jesus. For some people, it is process by process. You first become their friend. But as you become their friends, do not forget to be nice. Glory to God. Balokole. Don't forget to be what? Nice. Tobeda kobumanska, you're there for you. You even proud yourself in Zebantia. When you start talking about Jesus, people will assure you. People will assure you. Okay? So it's important for us to remember that there is pre-evangelism work. And that work is what comes through our actions. Patience. The fruit of the Spirit. Patience. Love. Joy. Like, don't be... you're there stirring dissension in the whole office. Yeah? You're there. And then now, when they say, kati now, hey, time to preach. Ah, no kwata katuti. And you start telling people, give your lives to Christ. No. If you are one of the meanest people on the block, you are so mean, you have venom like a viper or, you know, an Indian cobra, then you start now from that very mouth where you have venom, you spew bad things. Now you're telling people, now, give your lives to Christ. Jesus loves you. God, there is nothing about you that shows the love of Jesus. My friend, you're losing. Hallelujah. Now, for us, LLT, this is where also you have to realize that the things I'm talking about, they have been done many times. You know, this is why, like missionaries, by the way, this is how the message of Jesus Christ moved in those days. Missionaries, they go to a place that is dark, no gospel, they start to build schools. They do orphanages. They bring medicine. Those things do not save people. But what they were doing was laying what? Groundwork. Such that when they start to say, Jesus loves you. Oh, yes, yes, Jesus, Mutuf, Jesus loves me. You know? But there was what? Pre-evangelism work that was done. Even Jesus himself did that, by the way. There are some people, before he talked about, I am the way, the truth, and the life, he healed them first. Hallelujah. He healed them first. Now, Mulokole of LAT, we are prosperous. There is no financial depression in our lives. So you're there, we are joyful givers. So you're there priding yourself, saying, for me, I only sow seed where the Lord has told me. Me, I only sow seed where the Lord has told me. And that is fine. But when you go to a restaurant, you eat food of 700K, and you don't even tip, then when you're leaving, you want to talk to the waitress and say, you know, the Lord loves you. No, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. Like I said, use your phone, use your internet. Now use your money for Christ, for the nations. Glory to God. And this doesn't mean that you go nosy sasa and yawen and you become, also you go to the extremes. But there are some things, honestly, they are givens. Like, use your money for the right things. Hallelujah. Tip. Pray for someone in the taxi. Glory to God. There is a guy who was taking me on a board. I remember those days, Pastor gave me, I think I'd met Pastor, like 2017. So I met Pastor somewhere, we chatted, then Pastor gave me some money. So I told him, but I'd gone to meet him, but I'd used the border. So he asked me, so what are you going to do? I told him, you know what? I'm going to give this money, some of my money, to the border guy. As I was on the border, I tell that guy, let's first go to the what? To the fuel station. You guys, they fuel that border, and I look border like this on the fuel, and they were fueling when... then afterwards, I started, the Lord loves you. He said, Madam, indeed, Mukama anjagade. There and then, we got a soul. Hallelujah. On a fuel, on a tank, border, full tank. Nali mugaga nyo, glory to God. On my border like this, I didn't even get off. He's the one who got off. Me, I stayed while this guy was... while this guy was fueling, me, I stayed there like, ah, then we filled. He said, eh, madam, and I told him, Ochimanyi mukama akwagala. Yes, wakwagala. Eh? Then he's like, eh, I've never had such a thing. So, of course, now I knew, because I was like, if I give him money, this guy may do what? May maybe misuse the money. Let me give him fuel. So that's Zakola. And the money he has to take back to the boss. At least he knows. You understand what I'm saying? So I was like, I felt weird giving him all the money. But I'm like, one thing I know the border guy needs is fuel. And I did that. Amen? There and then, evangelism was so easy. And you know, when you do some of these things, you don't even have to talk many words sometimes. If you do not know the theology and what words to use, you use money. Wezikuba, we wagonda. Hallelujah. Yes. Where your money goes, it makes way, by the way. Glory to God. Yes. As you're there, now we are getting into the festive season. Minister Sam talked about leave coming. Guys are going to be in hotels everywhere. It is a merry time. Make sure that this season does not end when you have not used your money to minister the gospel. As you send money to those ministries, as you tithe, where the Lord has told you, you're sowing your seed, there is money that you can use. You're like, you know what? I'm not able to preach to everyone in this hotel, but there's two people. Now, there are those cleaners. Oh, then even there are those people who sit at the ATMs. Have you seen them? When you go to get money, it's good to see you. Yeah? They even greet you. And then you get your bundle out of there, and then you go. But let it be a season. This time, let it be a season you're like, you know what? Eh? You, God what? God loves you. Glory to God. And you give someone money. Hallelujah. Amen. So we need to reach out to people. Let us use what God has given us. For some of you, you have prophetic giftings. This is a good time for you to ask God, please, I want to see so that I can minister to people. You know how Jesus won over a whole town, a whole city, by a prophetic gifting? When he told that woman what she does, a woman at the well? Again, he didn't go there saying, I am the way, what you're going to. He just said to you, ngabwe nkulaba wano. You're like this, this, and this. A whole town from one person. So what gift do you have? If you have money, use it. If you have a gifting, use it. If you desire, the Bible tells us to desire these gifts so that we may win people. They are for the body of Christ and even for the non-believers. Desire them. Ask God for me. I want to see this person who is coming. Give me a vision about them. And let me tell you, it had better be right. Hallelujah. Don't start seeing things you want to see. Amen. So you can ask God to actually give you that gift. Because do you know what it means when someone, those days of Zoe, again, this is why these fellowships are there. Someone has one gift and then has how many people? Zoe, yeah? That is how it was those days. One gift. You know what it means for you to tell someone, I know what you ate last night? You haven't even started prophesying. You're just saying, I know what you ate last night. Oh, a person will be like, what? What I ate? I know your mother is called so-and-so. Do you know you have that person's attention undivided? And now you start, but you know Jesus loves you. Do you want more? Jesus loves you. You first accept Jesus. Amen? Yeah, so let us use our gifts, be it spiritual gifts, whatever God has given you, please use it to spread the gospel of Christ for the nations. Then the last thing is, go in the authority of Jesus Christ. This is how he started. He said, all authority has been given to me. Now we know that winning souls, or when we are taking Christ to the nations, it is It is serious work. You're going to find a lot of resistance from the devil. And some of that resistance will show up in demonic attacks, demonic oppression, wizardry, yeah? And it's important for you to actually realize and to remember that you are on the battlefield. But there is nothing the devil does will affect you. Glory to God. Why? Because the Bible tells us that blessed is he who comes in the name of the what? The Lord. Yes. So you cannot be cursed. So even when people start to manifest and to say things, and sometimes you see demonic behavior showing up, know that you have the authority, the delegated authority from Jesus Christ. Amen. Why? Because we shall, the truth is that as we take Christ to the nations, we are going to encounter demonic pushbacks. Hallelujah. So you cannot run. For us on the mission field, man, people would manifest, you enter a place. There is one of Karamoja, that one I didn't go for, but someone was telling me, man, they entered this manyata. The manyata is a hut. It's a house of, I don't know, like, it's a hut. But in Karamoja, there are many huts. Some people stay in huts. Many people stay in huts, yeah? And their huts are called manyatas. So my friend, the one who I went with on the mission to Kabale, was a guy from Karamoja, Kotido. So he said, that mission, me, I feared, I was like, of course it is far, wild. I stayed behind, but also my mom was really cracking the whip on me. So I was like, okay, this one I'm not going to go. My friend went to Karamoja, so he came back and he was telling me, you know what, we entered this manyata. The moment we mentioned Jesus, oh my God, this guy got up and stood in his compound at the door of the manyata. And he called down rain. And it started raining immediately. He chanted his things like this. And it started to rain. And then he turned and told them, so, Yahweh is your God. You show me. Let him stop the what? The rain. So my friend said, you also went? You also went. And he said, oh, Father, if you don't do something, now that day he prayed in what? In English, because it had to be between him and the Father, lest the witch doctor hears. He said, I had to pray in English. Otherwise, if I had prayed in our mother tongue, I would be in trouble. But I was petitioning God and saying, God, help me. This guy is going to finish me. Then he said that he realized that God opened his eyes and he realized that the witch doctor who had called down rain had a wound on him. Uh-huh. So he's like, now he remembered healing. Because those are some of the things we are doing. So he remembered healing. He said he has never prayed for a wound to close like the way he prayed that day. Because it started from a disagreement in the manyata, which went out for signs and wonders. So now it was his same show. He said, no, me, I'm not going to call down rain. But you know what? I'm going to lay hands on you. And you're going to what? You're going to get healed. So he lays hands on the witch doctor. Hallelujah. He lays hands on the witch doctor. The older people can tell, but they know the end of the story. Maybe the young ones don't know. So the wound didn't close. Hallelujah. But the moment he laid hands on the witch doctor, on the witch doctor, the guy, the power of God hit him. He fell those ends, just that. And he said, you know what? I think there is God. No one has ever moved me like that. Why? Because this witch doctor had healed wounds before. So you healing his wound was not going to what? Wasn't going to suffice for the gospel. So mukama na manyanti nino kuleta ya kabadi. Someone interpret for people who don't understand that part. But mukama na manya, that you know kuleta kabadi, where it's only me who has ever moved this guy. While this guy was praying for the wound to go, which this witch doctor had already done, like he had even healed many other people. God was like, you know what? Just put your hand on him. This, even the guy who was preaching didn't know what God was going to. For him, was believing for healing. By the power of God lifted the witch doctor, and through him, even this girl was like, what? He was like, is it God's power? Or it is the power of the... Like, in that moment, he was so dazed because he had never... He was saying it was the first time that has ever happened. Do you know the power of God lifting someone and throwing them? I'm not talking about jumping. Because you can touch me and I jump. This guy didn't jump. The power of God lifted this guy and thrust him. So in a place like that, he said, Joan, for us there in my village, wizardry is an everyday thing. So God had to pull out something. Hallelujah. God had to pull out something. And that day, the witch doctor gave his life to Jesus. Amen. So, as we take Jesus Christ to the nations, remember the things I've talked about. It is our assignment. It's a great assignment. Use what you have. Do what you know. And let me tell you, just like God was with that gentleman, I wish I was there. Maybe, I don't know, I wish I was there. Maybe I would have hidden behind a guy. But, you know that God is with you and God is going to show himself. You know, God does not need you to talk for him to convince people you're there convincing. Let me tell you, there is a point at which words stop and the power of God comes through. Hallelujah. And where you feel and you've ministered the gospel, you have told people and things, you're just at your wit's end, just say, power of God, touch this person. Touch them. Do something only you can do to bring them to yourself. Hallelujah. So God beat the power of the witch doctor. And to date, I think he even started a church. Yes, he started a church in Karamoja. But he was one of those witch doctors, you cross there, you die. You do what, you die. He just says one thing, your kamanyata goes up in flames. And he was well known for that. You cross him the wrong way, he will burn your heart without touching it. At night, the heart will just go up in flames. But that day, God had an appointment with him. Glory to God. So let us take Christ to the nations. Let us remember those simple things. The assignment is clear. That is our goal. That is our taking off. Hallelujah.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.